Let's have a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us today. And Lord, we just want to ask you to give us favor this hurricane season, the Gulf Coast, to protect us. And be with the ones, Father, who are still in the mode of recovery from the last ones, God. And so, Lord, we do have so much to be thankful for. Be with our commissioners and give them wisdom today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor and praise to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the state of Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
I barely get turned around and we're going.
I mean, I didn't even know.
Be quick.
He pulled that on me quick.
Hey, man, I got a new horse, man. I'm
working. You're a new man.
Yeah, I can
you know, so what you're saying, you're a beat faster, you're beat faster than you used to be, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Kirk said he was in a hurry.
Well, that's okay.
Rocket man. I'd like to welcome everyone here this afternoon. Boy, we got a full crowd today. Our Wednesdays was kind of lean. I guess they forgot we had a Wednesday meeting. All right. Item one is open up court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. This time, does anyone out in the audience like to address the commissioner's court? Anyone on the court like to address the court?
Yeah, I just want to say one thing. Me and Commissioner Gauthier went to a hurricane preparedness class with Joel, and there's a lot of moving pieces this thing. Man, it's something else. A lot of different groups that are involved between the National Hurricane Center and the National Weather Service and the local folks, the state folks. There's a lot of pieces, and I appreciate Joel letting us know about it. I appreciate you getting that together and letting us know about it. And we hosted it here in Orange County, so there's no cost to anybody that was here. But it was good to be there to kind of see all the different pieces that come into play.
Many, many pieces.
Thank you. I'd just like to say one thing, because if anybody lives out on Tulane or you pass by 62, there's been a house there that has been totally, totally awful. And TxDOT has even helped me with it one time back in January. But it just got worse. Well, I found out who owned it, and I called her. She's an older woman. She was a widow. She was so upset because she'd gotten papers that she was going to have to appear in JP Court. And so I relieved her of her. I said, this is one thing you don't have to worry about anymore. I said, get it torn down, because she didn't want it anymore. She wanted to just tear it down because it's caused all kinds of problems. And she said, and I want to make a pasture out of it. I said, well, ma'am, you'll probably pay for the demolition in the savings that you've been, you know, on this house. And she said, I want to get rid of it. She said, Miss Beecham, if that will help me. She said, will you call and get me off that JP court? And I said, yes, ma'am, I'll do that for you. And I did, and the house was torn down yesterday. So that it hadn't been all hauled away yet, but it was torn down yesterday, so the rubbish will be piled away, and that will make a nice corner look in there as a pasture.
Okay. Anyone else in the court like this? All right, good deal. All right.
Last 2 years.
We'll get a lot more for people to tear them down. Item 2, discussion of possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioner's Court to recognize and accept the quarterly reporting as presented by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension on their programs. Fallon?
It's me today.
It's you today. Okay.
It's me. I'm Freddie right. Woods. I'm the 4-H program assistant, but I'm going to fill in for Fallon today. This is our activities from April to June for the 4-H department. We had the Egg to Chick program. We picked up chicks from 7 elementary schools in April. I think we ended up with around 360 chicks. The kids got to see the stages from egg to the chick. and watch it hatch, and they loved it. The next is we have our the Michael Hoke Outdoor Awareness is Friday from 9 to 2 at Claiborne Park. We had some livestock judging contests. The kids, we had three teams for livestock judging this year. I think it's the largest amount of teams that we've had so far since it started. We had our first two groups of kids go to the food challenge for district competitions for D9. They didn't place, but they had a blast. But and then for the family community health, we had our 50th annual senior rally day. And we had 466 people show up for that, and it was a lot of fun. We also have a Lamar social work intern with us today. She'll be with us until August. Her name is Megan Lee. She's right back here. And then we had our youth cooking camp last week. And I have to say thank you from all of us for being brave enough to taste all that food.
I didn't taste it.
You didn't taste it? Okay, but thank you anyway.
None of us tasted it because Fallon told us we weren't really, we didn't have to.
Yeah.
It was other things, presentation, and they had to know what they had. And we asked them questions, and they were very, like, what does the chicken do? What nutrition value mm-hmm. is? And they knew it just like that. And I want to brag on both of you. There were 60 children, I think. Mm-hmm. They were so well behaved. They were like little ladies and gentlemen, and they were all excited. They loved every minute of it, and they knew what they were. They really kind of knew what they were doing, and there was a few dishes I wouldn't have ate if Fallon told me I had to.
Yes.
But they said they wouldn't eat it either.
Yeah, that's scary.
Well, it was the thing with the tomato.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. One made tomato soup by crushing up a tomato.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one. Thank goodness.
But the rest of them were
very
nice.
Had a great time. We actually had 25 kids on a waiting list for that.
Well, I heard it filled up in 4 hours.
In 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
Yep, all the spots were full. We actually, from Fallon's side of the cooking camp, we actually had 9 kids want to join 4-H because of that.
Well, that's super. So, yeah, that is awesome. Wonderful.
The Better Livings for Texans, Tommy has been doing the Fresh Start to a Healthier You. He has 24 people going to that. It helps teach food safety, meal planning, how to grocery shop on a budget. They went to Little Cypress Intermediate Health Fair. They had 200 people for there. And then for our ag and natural resources, we had 180 people attend the home and garden tour for the Master Gardeners. Mm-hmm. The Master Gardeners had a plant sale that went over huge. There was 150 people that showed up for that. The upcoming events for July and September, we have a honey extraction class July the 13th. Then we have a food safety conference that's coming up. We have the Clover Camp that you were asking about. That's July the 30th to August the 1st.
Okay.
And then we have...
So it's not a week.
It's 3 days.
Three days.
It's from
that's
1
perfect.
To 4 in the afternoon.
That is perfect.
And we have the 4-H Awards Banquet coming up in August. We have the Back to School Bash for 4-H. That will be at Claiborne Park. We're having water slides, all kinds of games.
Oh,
all the 4-H clubs are going to set up a booth and let the kids come out there and have some fun. That's August the 17th. And then there's a list of other things that will be going on.
I think y'all just have a lot of things that are worthwhile for children to learn. I used to take homemaking when I was in school, but you don't do that anymore.
No,
so they've lost that. And they loved, these kids loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved meeting children from other schools.
Yes.
Because they told us on their, they don't go to my school, but we know each other now, mm-hmm. you know, that sort of thing. So that's a good thing.
Okay. Well, thank y'all very much. Yes.
Just thank you.
There were none in West Farms. Mm-hmm. Does that surprise you?
Thank you, ma'am. Good report.
Oh, there's Nancy.
Okay. Anybody have any questions?
No, I've added my part.
Okay.
Item three, discussion of possible action. By the way, there was...
No action.
Well, it says discussion of possible action. Do we want to put the report in the minutes of the court?
Yeah. I mean, we put the...
Yeah. I'll second that.
Yeah. Three, four. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, second by Commissioner Precinct 4, to place the quarterly report from the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Department into the minutes of the court. Any further discussion? Mm-hmm. All in favor, sit down, stay in aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay. Item three, discussion of possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court revenue received from the City of Rogue City, check number 16768 for $2,096.67, funds are reimbursement for road materials.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, second by Commissioner Precinct 1 to accept the check from Rose City. Any further discussion? All in favor, sit down and say an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 4, discussion of possible tax card filing in minutes of the court direct deposit from the Comptroller's Office of the State of Texas. Public accounts in the amount of $559,207.73. Funds of the half a cent sales and use allocation for the month of April 2019 and have been credited a general operating fund.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, second by Commissioner Precinct 2 to record the minutes of the court for direct deposit from the state sales tax. Any further discussion?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor, six, five, say an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item five, discussion of possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per test and listing specifically as follows. We've got $257,786 to the Texas Association of Counties Risk Management Pool from a general fund with $125,079. From auto liability, physical damage, and general liability, and $132,707 from law enforcement liability and public officials liability. Item B, $1,150 at Clay Bar Funeral Home for injured funeral expense. Item C, $1,150 at Memorial Funeral Home for injured funeral expense. Item D, $1,150 at Clay Bar Funeral Home from general fund for injured funeral expense. And any?
And also for approval on June 18, 2019, from the general fund, $642,907.07. Road and Bridge, $56,416.95. Mosquito Control, $2,151.22. Adult Probation, $4,368.95. Airport, $1,299.57. For a total of
$707,143.76. Move to go ahead and pay the
bills as listed by the auditor. I'll second
that. Motion by Commissioner Precinct 1, second by Commissioner 2. Commissioner Precinct 2, to pay the bills as listed on the agenda and also as presented by the county auditor. Any discussions or questions? Mm-mm. All in favor, sit down and say an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item six, discussion of possible action approving line item transfer involving the county auditor from contingency to audit fees, $36,950 to provide funds to pay Cap Risk Consulting Group for the required GASB 75 actuarial services report, $6,950, Weaver and Tidwell LLP for the remaining balance of the 2018 annual external audit, $30,000.
Is this the time for me to ask a question?
Is the last payment?
Is this, like, we're paying them, you have budgeted $6,900 and something, but we owe them $30,000 more than that, so it's $36,000.
Two different companies.
No, two different companies.
$6,950 for the GASB report.
Okay.
That's basically OPEB, so every other year GASB, the general accounting standards require
they charge
to do an actuarial report for.
Okay. And so the $30,000, is this the last one?
Yes.
Okay.
Penny, will these fees drop the second year that we have them?
We hope so.
I would hope so. Mm-hmm. Okay.
One of the things that, because it was a change from what we originally planned, so
if moving into next year, whenever, when will they come and actually give us the report?
Next week.
Next week. Okay. I'll ask them then.
Yeah. Any further questions? Need a motion to second.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2. They approve the line item transfer involving the county auditor, which involves the GASB services and the Weaver and Tidwell audit report. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 7, discussion of possible action regarding Orange County Commissioner's Court to authorize the purchase and replacement of poll books and software due to continued unavailability of necessary software. Previous vendor ES&S will refund the money for previous purchase due to inability to deliver full product. Requesting the court to allow upfront money to be made available to buy new poll books and software before the November elections and do not wait for reimbursement. Refund will cover cost of purchase and will be returned to contingency.
This is the poll books we bought last year. We bought the new voting machines and then the poll books that actually came with them. And they were a separate purchase. The voting machines we did use this May. We were supposed to be able to use the poll books and the voting machines last November. Okay, well, they were having an issue with their software and we didn't get to use them. So they promised me that they would be ready in spring. The actual voting machines were, they worked perfectly. I've had nothing but compliments on the new voting machines. But the poll books, the software that they were promised that we were going to be able to use, was not available. And so we used some of our old laptops we had to piece together because they are no longer, most of them are no longer working. They're little netbooks that we had used. So we had to piece together those. Well, I had gotten in contact with the vendor and he said that it was not going to be ready for the November election and it possibly couldn't be ready for this next November, and I told him that's not acceptable. So we had a conversation with the company and I asked for our money back so we could pursue another avenue with our poll books. So I was going to put it on the agenda last week, but I did not receive the letter until actually that Wednesday. And so I did get the letter stating that we're going to get a full refund on the purchase.
Good.
I do have it here.
How much is it? How much is the refund, Tina?
The refund is actually going to be, it's like $57,000.
Wow. But how much, we got that refund,
yeah.
But now we're buying something else.
We have not got the refund yet. We have packed up the the machines, and they are going to pick them up. As soon as they pick them up, then they will issue us a check.
And then when you get that check, that's when we go to the next item.
No, ma'am, no. We're going to approve the purchase of the new stuff.
Right, I want to get, and the reason why that, and we'll probably get that in pretty quick once they get them back. But I need to go ahead and the new poll books that we're going to get from Votech, I want to go ahead that way they can build them and program them and customize them to our specific needs. And that way they will be for sure ready by at least September so we can...
They'll be ready for November.
Correct. And there's no issue with the software. On this one, we have no problem because we already use the software. This is the software that we have been using. We just use them on our own laptops. They have it's called a kiosk, and it is a laptop, it's a tablet, it's a printer, it's everything that comes in one thing. And that is our issue. It wasn't so much the software, it wasn't the software at all, it was actually the physical equipment that was no good anymore. And we were having so many problems. Like I said, we had bought those little netbooks 12 years ago. And so that's what we're purchasing. We already have the license for the software for this, except for one. I'm purchasing an extra one.
I'm going to ask this question because I'm new and I get away with that because I'm new.
Only this year.
Only this year. No. When do the city elections and all the school district, do they use these same machines?
Yes.
Do they pay us?
They pay us for the voting machines that the voters actually vote on, like the new vote machines that you voted on this time?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do lease those for $200 at equipment. The poll books, no. The poll books are what we give to them to have a voter roll, and we have to provide that for
okay,
free.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Okay. But these poll books, and the reason why we don't do them on paper anymore is the whole thing of security. They network together, and mm-hmm. we're able to, when somebody votes, it sends it to our office, and it sends it to all the computers, so nobody can go to another location and vote. The early
That's
voting
right.
where you can vote at any of the locations, that comes
That's
in
a good thing.
All right, barring any more questions, I'll ask for a vote, please.
Judge, I'll make a motion that we authorize the purchase of the Votech voting machines for the amount of $40,455.26.
I saw that. Sorry. There's supposed to be 26 cents on that.
26 cents.
And I'll second that.
Thank you.
Okay. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, second by Commissioner Precinct 2, authorizing Tina Barry, the Elections Administrator, to go ahead and purchase the new poll books.
Thank you all very much.
Any further discussion?
Thank you.
With the understanding we're getting a refund from the previous company.
Yes.
Correct.
All in favor, sit top and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye, say it.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Number 8 will be discussion of possible action regarding approving the line transfer to provide her with the funds to be able to make that purchase from contingency $40,456 to the election expense $40,456 to provide funds to purchase the new poll books.
Judge, we need to make the change on the price because we did not include shipping and.
Okay, how much do we need to transfer?
$41,575.20.
That would be the total.
Yes, ma'am.
41 what, Connie?
$41,575.20.
20
cents.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Judge, I motion we approve the transfer of the adjusted amount of $41,575.20.
I'll second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, second by Commissioner Precinct 4, that the amount from contingency be changed to $41,575.20 for the purchase of poll books for agenda item number 8. Any further discussions? No. All in favor, sit top and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Have it. Item 9, discussion of possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioner's Court approving the Transportation Department to purchase a laptop to be used by the mechanic for diagnostic mechanical slash propane issues on the bus.
The laptop we currently have has crashed. MIS can't fix it, so we're just replacing it so we can have the diagnostic ability for the buses.
Okay. What's the amount on it? Yeah.
The total amount is $1,701.
Gotcha. I make a motion that we purchase this laptop for the mechanic because so he can diagnose the mechanical.
Thank you.
Anybody?
Second. I'll second it. We're going to be transferring money out of your budget to pay for it, right?
Correct.
Okay. Both the main section that the laptop be approved for purchase by the Orange County Commissioner's Court for the Transportation Department. For the mechanics, any further discussions?
No.
$1,701. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay, look, item 10 on the Transportation Department, the line item transfer is $1,200. Does that need to be changed to 17?
No, sir. I already
that's all we still need.
I already have some money in that account. Yes.
Okay. Need a motion second on 10.
Make a motion, Judge.
Second. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, seconded by Commissioner Precinct
Thank
4.
You.
The transfer $1,200 line item transfer in Transportation Department from other line item to equipment non inventory less than $2,000. Any further discussion?
No.
Oh, everybody else? All in favor, sit down and say aye. Opposed? I'll have it. We're going to skip 11 temporarily. And
can I come to your office and make copies?
But, Judge, here's the thing, though. I think that. Unless it's his birthday, it really don't matter. You don't get copiers unless it's your birthday.
Unless it's your birthday, okay.
Right. And so you can blame that on Lori back there. She started the birthday copier.
It was an onslaught. Was that last year?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Well, I wasn't in on that last year, so that's why I'm here today.
And I'm going to tell, like Carl said, this is it. This is your year.
They were half price yesterday.
That's what he told me.
Well, I'm here requesting transfer of funds in my budget, within my budget. Within my budget, which has, we went to purchasing and got bids. And we selected a lower bid that met our budget. And also, we verified within our budget with the auditor's office that we did have the funds in our budget to purchase this copier. And so we're requesting that that you all consider and approve this for purchase. We are in dire need of a copy machine.
I bet you are.
Our copy machine decided it would die last week, and we had the repair people come out and look at it, and sit up and invited the court over to my office to look at our copy machine. I just brought you a picture.
Is it appropriate that at the JP court they pronounce it dead?
Is that
appropriate?
Okay. As you can see, it has no insides.
Oh, no.
Okay. So we asked them what they could do. Basically, it's on life support. They were able to fix it where it will make a single copy at a time. It does nothing else but that. So I can survive on that. But I do need another copy machine. Like I say, the funds are within our budget. We do have the funds available. We just need the funds transferred.
Well, are you going to get rid of this one?
Yes, ma'am. It's too expensive for us to maintain.
It doesn't need to be
to maintain it. And so we just need approval, and so we can order a new copy machine.
So when is your birthday?
Not until next January.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not that long.
Not that long. Not that long.
Well, next year's budget.
Well, you know, I could have waited for next year's budget, but I just can't make one copy at a time.
No.
You just can't.
Okay, I make a motion.
Now, the county clerk said I could use their copy machine.
Next week.
There you go.
Okay. So you get a new one.
Right.
Give him your own one.
So
okay,
we
make a
we
motion.
We would appreciate
that's
your
how
consideration.
It starts. That's how it starts.
That starts. Yes.
All right, motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2. Do I have a second?
Yes. I second that, Judge.
Okay. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 1 to approve the purchase for JP1 office to purchase of Minolta. Okay. Minolta Biz Hub 458 e copier. What a fancy name. And a service agreement for the proposed equipment. Is that. All in favor, since I'm saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. There you go.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Judge.
Thank you, Judge. All right. Item 12 is a transfer of funds involving JP1 Justice Court from equipment not inventory of less than $2,000, $4,932, to equipment between $2,000 and $4,999, same amount of money, $4,932.
Yeah.
And from equipment not inventory less than $2,369 to contract services and maintenance $369. Need a motion and second to approve these line item transfers.
I'll make a motion to accept these line item transfers.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 4, approving the line item transfer requested by JP1. Any discussions? All in favor, 65 and saying aye. Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 13, discussion of possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioner's Court approving the purchase of claim software that provides help with the compensation and pension claims for Orange County veterans. Mark?
This internet-based program, which provides real-time access to data, reduces claim preparation time, tracking individual veterans' claims, promoting and more paperless office, and allows the ability to directly submit a veteran's claim via retrospective as a part through the Texas Veterans Commission, which I'm accredited through, state and nationally accredited through. This program acts, the best feature about this program is the D2D program. It, once I submit this claim, it'll be as real-time program. No longer will you have to wait a month through mail or through fax, which I've been doing here lately. It takes about 3 weeks. And I can also get accredited through that veteran, which takes about 3 to 4 days to a week to just be able to look at that veteran's claim to see what our next steps are, if he's out of state or out of this county. Y'all have any questions?
I guess my first question is, so the veteran will be able to submit this in office? He'll sit down there and write?
In office. When we first started, we had this, it's the VBMS, which was, it was basically in office when I first started. Then we switched. Then I got rid of that because we were having a paper issue. There was plenty of folders, and we wasn't really getting the information that we needed from the VA unless you called. And if you call the VA right now, it would take you an hour. If not, they would just hang up on you. So it's a very difficult process to go through the VA. So I got accredited through the national accreditation program and the state program, so I could receive a PIV card to get security passes, so I can look at each veteran's claim in real time and look at their notes and see where they're at in the process, whether it's through burial benefits, DIC program, educational programs, their claims programs. There are many, many different programs that the veterans allowed, and I can be able to see each program and see where that is in real time.
But Mark, none of those files on those veterans ever leave the veterans' office, do they?
No, ma'am, they do not.
Okay.
Not unless the veteran themselves has requested that. And there's some security. They have to verify that they are that veteran through their driver's license, Social Security, and we have them sign.
And in person.
They have to be in person to receive any folders outside of our office.
Have we started that scanning process of those yet, Mark?
No, we have not. They're still sitting there. Now, the archives are actually over there right now.
Okay.
But the folders that we have right now are still sitting in my office. So we have a lot of scanning to go. And that's what this is all about. This is trying to get rid of those folders to better affect the veteran. It's, like I said, it's going to be real time. The veteran comes, sits down with me, we submit this, and then it goes straight to the VA. I get to look at it on the VA program itself. They're getting real time.
I like this. I guess, could you get with records management and give us some kind of ETA when the scanning might be at least completed, started, restarted, whatever it is, wherever it is in the process? Because we've been talking about that
for a while,
quite some time. Yes, we need to get that done.
And then I want to know, since we've changed the hours, how did you get that out to the veterans if the hours are changed? Is there ways that you can communicate with them? Or
basically, the only way there is through the county and being posted on my
door. The county website.
How's that working out?
Posted on my door. What's that?
How's that working out, the 9 to 6?
It's working out okay. It's the same. Veterans come no matter what.
Yeah. Was there something going on last Friday?
Not that I know of. I was there.
I just wanted to.
All right. Any more questions involving the agenda item?
No, that's the money you already had.
Yeah. Need a motion and a second.
I'll make a motion. Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2, to approve the purchase of the claim software as requested by the Veterans Office. Any further instructions or questions? No, confused. On the page, 6-5, saying aye. Opposed? Ayes have it. All right, item 14 involves a transfer of money within the Veterans Service Officer's budget. Need approval for transferring $500 from tribal registration dues, etc., and putting that $500 into the line item contract services and maintenance for the purchase that was approved in agenda item number 13.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, second by Commissioner Precinct 2, approving the line item transfer. All in favor, 6-5, saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 15, discussion of possible action regarding request for subservice agreement in favor of Square Mile Energy LLC. This agreement will cover 3.17 acres under Barrett Street and would grant Square Mile an unexclusive right to drill directional wells through the subsurface. Action by the court may include approval for Orange County Judge or Judge Pro Tem to execute the contract.
Commissioners, Road and Bridge was approached with a request for a subsurface easement agreement by Square Mile Energy, and Clark got with me about it. If you want details about the location, any of the sort of mechanics of it, I believe Clark will be able to address that better than I can. Once it was sent to me, we kind of reviewed the legal aspect of it, and I negotiated the language of the subsurface agreement with Square Mile, came to the language that I'm comfortable with on behalf of the county. The original offer was for $750, $250 basically per, well, the original was $250 per acre, and I responded that I would bring them, obviously, their offer, but that I would recommend a flat fee of no less than $1,500. I believe Mr. Bonnet is here today on the chance that you guys accept it as is. He would like to get moving on it. But if you have any questions about the easement itself, I believe Clark may be able to answer specific questions.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, the 1,500 feet that you're recommending, can we put that in the motion?
Yeah, we can, yes.
Okay. If that's what the court so wishes, I mean.
Right.
What's the depth underneath the road?
We're about 5,000 feet.
5,000 feet below the road. It probably won't impact the base of our road then.
Okay. But if it does.
You don't need the gumbo, bud.
Then they are responsible for repairing anything.
Any damage to the road or to the sides, the easement specifically says they will either repair or pay for. It also contains language similar to what we do in our other easements about either if once they're not being used anymore, closing in place or removing if necessary. We've got all that language to protect the county in as well. And I'll say that this 3.17 acres covers the entirety of what the county owns. However, it's my understanding that the footprint is actually going to be much smaller than that because it's just going to cross the street. But they've done the easement for the whole road, which will allow them some leeway in where they place it.
I understand that.
But these are just crossings.
These
are just crossings for
just
the most
crossing
part.
The street.
Welcome
and this
to
does
precinct
not involve
two.
Any mineral interest on the part of the county.
I'll find all for you.
It's just a cut through.
Okay. We're just going to put the $1,500 amount in the motion.
Yes. If that's
not
what
in
you,
the contract.
Right. If that's what you know, I think I'm sure it says good value consideration.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Need a motion second.
I make a motion that we accept this offer and that it's the $1,500 that they're paying for the easement and also that any. The understanding, written understanding that we have, if there's any damage, that they will pay for that.
That language is contained in what I sent to you guys
right.
week before last. And in the event that the court does pass it, I believe Mr. Bonnet has a copy that his side has already executed. So if you'll execute that when it can all be done today, I believe he has brought it back.
Okay, we can do that under this.
Yes.
We're going to have to authorize the county judge to sign thing.
I think that's already in there.
Yes, it is.
It does, yeah.
Do you second?
Second.
Okay. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 3. Authorizing request from subsurface agreement in favor of Square Mile Energy LLC at the cost of $1,500 to be paid to the county and authorizing the county judge to sign the same. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor, 65 and saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Sir, do you have the contract with you? I do it right now.
What's that about?
Man, it was prepared.
Got your check also? All
right. Way to go.
They don't pay the judge. They don't trust him enough.
Do we have to sign? Or just the judge sign?
I don't know. Let me see what's on there. It's like the one
just the judge.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Eagle Pass Institute.
Well, if you can get to it, though, Beecham needs to go right with you.
Sure would help me out.
Who do I get?
Yeah, the deal will be done with it. I know you need to sign that one, too. And there's one for us and one for... Randy, you can keep that one. Here you go, sir.
There you are.
Yes, sir. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Item 16, discussion of possible action regarding certification of the May 2019 collection report. Tax office as required by PTC 31.10. Karen?
Good afternoon. Collection for last month was $2,490,724.28.
Wow.
The county's portion is $350,355.18. Year-to-date collection percentage is 95.7.
And do we know what we did in 16, 17 as far as percentages? I don't have those on my paperwork. I just have last year's. Do you know what we did?
Not with me, no. No, I don't.
Sure. Okay, I was just wondering how we compared.
I can find out and get back with you.
Okay. I know Harvey changed a lot of things, probably the collection rate, too, so I was just trying to see how we compared to the year before.
Well, on the sheet, look at the second page.
Well, I did, but I didn't see that.
It's the collection percentage report. They're not the second page, Tom.
Yeah, but that just gives you, I was talking about 16, 17. Go one more year back.
17, 18,
19,
19.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2017, 2018.
Because we knew last year was probably a little bit better because people were trying to qualify for certain things.
Yeah, they were having to qualify.
Okay, I need a motion and a second to place the report into the minutes of the court.
So moved.
Second. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 3, placing the certification of the May 2019 collection report from the tax office and the minutes of the court. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor, just probably saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay, item 17, discussion of possible action on the bids submitted on the following trust properties. They're listed on the agenda. I'm not going to go through all of them, but all four of them are on Medford Lane and Biter. Okay, Karen?
Judge, Commissioners, we had this in our last auction sale. And it didn't sell at the tax sale, so this is a sealed bid that we had. And for all of these properties together, he bid $15,000 for. And I just recommend that we go ahead and accept the bid for all of them and get them back on the tax roll.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second that. I'll let him make that motion. He had to admit.
Motion made by Commissioner of Precinct 4, seconded by Commissioner of Precinct 2, to accept a sealed bid of $15,000 for the four listed properties on Medford Lane and Viter. Any further discussion? All in favor, sit down and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you.
That's a little big, isn't it? That's not the fresh group one that's already sold.
Yeah.
You mean... He's already sold one of them. That's fine.
Yeah, back on tax roll. Item 18, discussion possible action regarding approving the acceptance of the certificate of compliance for the recent unannounced jail inspection held on May 28, 2019. State law requires periodic inspections of county jail facilities. This certificate of compliance was issued by Texas Division of Jail Standards to the sheriff and the Orange County Jail that our facility is in compliance with Texas minimum jail standards. Sir?
Judge, Commissioners, thank you. Really pleased to announce that we had our recent unannounced jail inspection. We passed. I can't say how proud I am of the administration in the jail and the employees in the jail. I gave y'all a list. I did something a little different this year than I hadn't done in the past for no reason other than I gave you an actual copy of the jail inspector inspection and all the little bitty things that he checks and what they call technical advice or technical, what's it called?
Assistance.
Basically, he sees something that doesn't merit really a gig or something bad. But in other words, you need to address this. You need to get it fixed, you know, fairly soon, which the staff started on that day that he was here. A lot of them were completed before he left. A lot of them have been completed since he's been gone, and a few of them are still being completed as we speak today. Judge, I know you sat in with the inspector. I appreciate it very much. You stand. When he shows up, it's an all-day deal. There's a lot that goes
myself.
On in the jail. So it's close to 6 o'clock before he got through. But I would like to announce, go ahead and introduce. I think y'all met before my jail administrator, who replaced, as y'all remember, Captain Harmon, who was the jail administrator the whole time I've been sheriff. But Captain Mavis Eiselstein, if you'll come up. And I thought I'd like to take this opportunity for him to introduce a new assistant jail administrator that we had, which commonly called the lieutenant in the jail. So if there's any questions on anything, you have a copy of everything that goes on in the jail, anything these two guys could answer. And like I said, I'm very pleased, and I think Orange County is very fortunate to have these two men of their caliber. I'm guessing they got close to 50 years experience because this is pretty much what they've done in other facilities and stuff like that.
Sheriff, one question before you leave. When did Captain Eiselstein make captain? Was it has it been a while or did he just recently?
March 1st.
March 1st.
Well, congratulations. I don't think
of that. And another thing just to make a note of, that's something that I checked before I come over here. There's currently 24 jails in the state of Texas today that are non-compliant with the Texas Jail Commission. That's not a good thing when you're not in compliant with the Texas Jail Commission. So I'm very fortunate, not only for the jail, myself, but for Orange County, that we pass this inspection and everything that goes on to make this happen. One thing, being unannounced, it's not something that you know they're going to show up next week or the next week, so you hurry up and prepare for it. That's not the way this works. They've already been here. They could show up next month. They could show up next year. You never know, which means you have to keep all of this up to date and running and fixed every day throughout the year. And I'm very proud of my staff that's able to do all that. So.
Captain? Thank you, Sheriff. It is quite an accomplishment, and I have to thank our staff. Our jail staff is the ones that pass these jail inspections. As I told them, they're the ones that do the work day in and day out and do all the take care of all the paperwork. And I don't imagine any of you have been through a jail inspection before, but it takes about a couple hours to do a walkthrough, and then it takes about 8 hours going through paperwork that you have to have. And our staff does a great job of keeping all that up to date, keeping it accomplished. Like the sheriff said, there was a couple things of technical assistance. I believe you have those in front of you. If you have any questions about those, I'd be glad to try to answer those for you. I am exceedingly happy to be able to introduce our new Assistant Jail Administrator, Mark Dubose. I hate to say this, but Sheriff, we've got about 60 years together, 60 years experience. Yeah. Lieutenant Dubose and I worked together for over 25 years in Jefferson County, and he worked his way up to captain of the jail and then chief deputy. Were there, and so he's got a vast array of experience and knowledge, and I was really excited when he was interested in coming on board here. He brings a lot to the table to help us, but like I said, our staff does a great job. Even though we're short-handed, about 7 or 8 officers right now, if any of you know anybody who wants to get involved and get started in corrections, please give them my phone number. I'll come see them personally. we need the help. But our count right now is up, wasn't up in the 250s, and the sheriff said that's more than he's ever been in our county jail since he's been sheriff. So that's another issue that we're having to deal with is influx of inmates and short staff. But any questions?
I'd just like to commend everybody at the jail. The regulations and the rules and all the requirements that y'all have to meet are just unbelievable. So this is pretty outstanding. So
and staying on top of it on every day.
Thank
basis,
y'all. So. Commend y'all for doing such a great job.
Sir, I want to commend you and your staff. Fantastic job over there, really. I sat in on the review, and sure, you know, he's right. It was a ton of paperwork. Documentation is what they look for.
Mm-hmm.
And some, I'm talking
where
about some
of the school
smallest things, you would think insignificant stuff, was very important to these people on the documentation side. So I want to commend y'all. Fantastic job.
Yeah. Same here. I know that when we go to the different trainings and stuff, they always talk about jails and the issues of jails in a county and stuff, and it's nice that we don't have those issues. And it comes, leadership starts at the top and works its way down all the way, and all the way down, and everybody doing their job. And I know that it's a comfort knowing we don't have to worry about that here. So thank you.
Well, one of the things you did comment about our jail was the age of our jail and the condition, and we've got some improvements that we're going to have to do probably within the next few months of trying to get those things up to date so that
you do that during budget.
Huh?
You do that during budget.
Right.
I might add, all my years I've been judge, I don't recall a single time that jail has failed inspection. I know it never has under you.
I believe it's 20-something years.
Yeah. I know the whole time I've been judge, we've never failed one that I recall. Yeah, it is. And so y'all need to be committed on that. Really good.
And I hope the papers are writing all this down, too.
A lot of changeover. And still, that's just the leadership.
We need good press.
I think this certificate commits you to another 4 years, right?
You never did read it. Go out on top.
You didn't see the movie Santa Claus for the five train around.
don't ever read it really close.
Yeah. Don't ever say never. I thought I was retired too.
Keep that in mind.
There you go.
Well, when I said that, I thought.
There you go. Well,
okay, I need a motion and second to accept the report in the minutes of the court. Thank you, Captain.
So second. Moved.
And second.
Seconded. He knew what was coming. Okay. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 3 to accept the certification of the jail in the minutes of the court. Any further discussion? All in favor, sit by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Aye, 7. All right. 19. Discussion possible action regarding the authorization of Sheriff Keith Merritt to renew the affiliation agreement between Lamar State College Orange on behalf of the Department of Nursing and the Orange County Jail to allow nursing students to conduct their educational studies in clinical nursing at the Orange County Sheriff's Office Infirmary. This agreement would become effective upon approval by the Orange County Commissioner's Court and signed by both parties. This agreement for 2019-2020 academic year.
Judge, Commissioner, this is the same affiliation agreement that we had for a number of years with Lamar University. It's really been good to partner with Lamar in order for them to have their clinical studies done here at the Orange County Jail. It definitely benefits them. It benefits us. I've looked through the affiliation agreement. It's exactly the same. Nothing has changed other than the year.
I tell you what, it's got to be an interesting clinical work for those nursing
That's
students.
What I was going to say.
I mean, they see it. They would never get the opportunity probably to ever be inside of a jail.
And probably don't want it either.
Yeah, and it may have come at a good time this year because we just had a registered nurse leave and go to another employment. So we have an opening in a registered nurse in the jail, and hopefully we're going to be able to attract a registered nurse.
Yeah, attract one.
And, you know, if not, then, you know, nothing against an LVN, but we'll reach down and grab an LVN. But hopefully some good will come out of this, and we'll be able to get someone to
Sheriff, I just, from being over there and seeing some of the stuff, and I know what everybody has to go through sometimes, and these nurses, at sometimes, are they ever put kind of in a dangerous situation?
All the time.
That's what I thought. And what kind
of... Confidential.
No, but I mean, I just want to know this. Do we have liability on these people that are coming over here?
County has liability. Any employee.
Okay, I was very concerned.
We try to minimize any danger to any employee in the jail the best we can. There's, especially days, there's quite a few employees back there. Typically, there's always one, more than one, that responds to anything that could potentially be a danger. So we haven't had really any injuries in the wild.
Super.
Minor stuff, you know, but nothing major. So we're very proud of that fact also.
I think it's a wonderful program. We're working with Lamar and all that. But that was the only thing I was concerned about.
Remember, I'll say, like, after I said I took my first tour of the jail, I guess 2 years ago now, and look, it's not Barney Fife and stuff. There's some serious people in this jail.
Yeah, there's not Otis checking himself in.
Yeah, it's not Otis checking himself in and getting to grab the keys. There's some dangerous individuals in there. There's all kinds of individuals in there. And it's a tough job, and I appreciate everybody in the jail.
It's an extremely tough job. I can't say enough that, you know, it's very stressful. It's a tough job, and for those men and women to come every day and do that, and some days they don't have good days back there. I'm going to be honest with you. The days are terrible back there with, you know, with inmates and some unruly ones, because they're not all happy campers. Some of them are aggravated.
Probably
and, you know, they come to work. They do a fantastic job. Our inspection shows that. Then they turn around the next day and come back and do the same thing again. You can't ask for anything better.
What's going to be enough for me, sir?
it was eye-opening, can I say that?
Need a motion, second.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, second by Commissioner Precinct 2, to approve the affiliation agreement between Lamar State College Orange on behalf of the Department of Nursing and the Orange County Jail to allow nursing students to conduct educational studies in clinical nursing at the Orange County Sheriff's Office Jail Infirmary. Any further discussion? All in favor, six times saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye, say it. Item 20, discussion of possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioner's Court approving the submission of the application for Hurricane Harvey Community Development Block Grant for either the buyout or acquisition project approving the county judge assigned the same. Joe, y'all keep in mind on the motion, we need to select one or the other. Correct, Joe?
Yes, sir. The commissioners, this is the carryover from last week on the buyout and acquisition program. There was a few questions the court had asked, and I was able to contact Heather Legron, who's one of the deputies for Commissioner Bush, and she answered those for us. One of them was, can an individual person buy that property? And the answer is yes, they can. They do have to meet the LMI requirements, and they have to occupy the property to do it, or the county will end up being held responsible for that. So it is doable. If the county doesn't sell the property within that five-year period, what happens? She said, well, we might have to pay that money back for the cost of it if we don't, but as long as we make a reasonable attempt to sell that property, in other words, a realtor handles it, et cetera, then that would probably be waived, but she couldn't guarantee that from HUD. And I think the last one was, could we partner with Habitat for Humanity or some other organization like that to build low-income housing, and that was an absolute
yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
that's for the acquisition?
For the acquisition, yes.
That's
good. That's the one we want.
Okay, I need a motion, second.
I'll make a motion that we take the acquisition project route and for Orange County.
Need a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 1 to Orange County Commissioner's Court to approve the submission of the application for the Hurricane Harvey Community Development Block Grant Program for acquisition project and approving the county judge to sign the same. Any further discussion? Only tell you, since I say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye, says it. Hey, Joel, I appreciate it.
You're putting only one thing and one agenda item. That's cool.
Well, I appreciate you getting an answer. I know you had to chase that down to get those answers to those questions.
Thank you for getting that.
for kind of getting the answers.
Item 21, discussion of possible action regarding the deductible for the NFIP policy on the purchasing forensic maintenance complex located at 714 Pope. Missy?
Okay. So we received the elevation certificate. We got the options back from the agent. So I just need you guys to vote on which deductible and the premium we're going to pay that goes, you know, with the deductible. Our current deductible for all our other structures under NFIP is $2,000.
2000?
Mm-hmm.
Consistency reasons, I'd make the motion that we approve that with the $2,000 deductible rate.
Do we want everything to be simple for me, sir?
We do, yes.
All right. Do I have a second?
Robert, yeah, I think.
You're up. Yeah.
Okay. 3-4.
3-4.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, second by Commissioner Precinct 4, that we approve with that $2,000 deductible for NFIP policy on the Purchasing Forensic Maintenance Complex located at 714 Polk. Any further discussion?
No.
On the table, 6-5, say an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 22, discussion possible action regarding the deductible and gross earnings extra expense submitted sublimit on county properties mobile equipment insurance policy. Okay.
And I have Lisa McKeg here from CAC.
Good.
You guys, I knew y'all would.
I mean, how do we make, we don't have gross earnings on our stuff.
Okay, so currently you do have $1 million as part of your sublimits that you do have right now. And what we had talked about with Missy during the renewal process is maybe looking at increasing that to $2.5 million.
From $1 million to $2.5
million. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with gross earnings and the extra expense, so I can just give you a brief.
Please do.
That's a lot.
I know how we're making money. I mean, that's all I want to know. You need it.
One example that I use for gross income is if the sheriff's department has federal inmates in the prison and that income is coming into the county in the event of a catastrophic situation, a Harvey, and the jail is damaged, and they can't have that income coming in, that would make up that money there to the county for federal inmates. But where the real kicker is what I would say is your extra expense. That would be in a catastrophic situation if they have to move and transport inmates out. And as I believe y'all just said, 250 inmates per day, they're going to have to pay another facility, another jail per day. Do y'all call it? I'm not sure exactly what the wording is for that, but maybe $50 per day per inmate to house them somewhere else. Other expenses may be that they have to move their jailers over there to take care of them, just as they do here. So that extra expense would add up very fast in the event that the sheriff had to shut down the jail. So just something to take into consideration post-Harvey.
How long, I'm trying to think in my mind how many days we'd have to go out to get into that $2.5 million range, and that's what I'm trying to think of right now.
So we had
anywhere from $50 to $55 a day. Mm-hmm. Typically, what we do if we see a catastrophic event possibly coming, an imminent that we're dead, we release as many as we can through the help of the judges and the jail. Misdemeanor to get them out of the jail, that what the county is not.
Then you're not so many.
Not incur the expense to house them at another county. We have our contract in Henderson County, is where we take our inmates if they have to be housed out of the county.
Sure, would you? I mean, I know it's a fluid number, but a kind of number of how many inmates you think we might have to temporarily house somewhere else? A couple of hundred, probably?
The last time they left out, I want to say it was less than 100 that they actually sent off. Captain, mm-hmm. Do you remember seeing that figure anywhere? Mm-hmm. I think it was less than 100. That's when we had a contract with another county that they no longer will take inmates. They do it with convenience, obviously, but sometimes it's not worth the money you get to house somebody else.
Yeah, I understand.
Put 227 days.
Yeah.
227 days.
$55 a prisoner for 200 prisoners.
Mm-hmm. And there's better expenses and everything that they incur there. Mm-hmm. The county
would have to pick up that.
And that's probably going to outweigh the $50 or $55 a day is the medical expenses.
So I was going to ask medical expenses.
More than the per diem or the per relocation fee for inmates.
I know we've done it twice. I don't know what they did during Harvey. I wasn't here, but we did it for Ike.
I didn't do it for Harvey, but I was really second guessing myself for why I'm here.
Yeah.
I was really worried.
Yeah, but we did do it Ritter and Ike.
Yes, we did.
And those expenses of boarding them out of town, was that not covered by FEMA?
You know, I don't know if they were. I don't think they were back then, but we're covered now. If that event happens now, we will be covered to get that expense.
You get reimbursement back.
I don't think for some reason, I want to think that wasn't a recoverable expense from FEMA during that.
We spent a bunch of money, I know.
And I don't remember why. That is a bunch of
money. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And so it just.
It was at least 2 weeks. It was at least 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's why you don't pull that trigger very easily.
Yeah, I can understand that. But what's the difference in cost from 1 to 2.5?
That's where we were at.
It's gonna, what, right now, if we renew right now with the current $1,000 deductible, it's going to be $1,522. If we increase that limit to $2.5 million, it's going to be $295,613.
It's 20-something. It's
about $2,000 difference, and then you've doubled.
And you've got $2,000.
Yeah, it's not even... I guess when you look at the total price,
well, when you look at the
increases this smidgen.
Yeah,
it is. I think we ought to go ahead and go.
I agree with you, Joe. I agree. Go ahead and going up to the $2.5 million.
Thank you. I feel better.
And we've had our disasters. Let's protect the county. Yes. I mean, whatever.
Yes.
And I'll make a motion.
Keep the $1,000 deductible. Keep the $1,000 deductible that we currently have.
Somebody said two, but wait a minute.
No, that was
a different one. Yeah. Sorry.
Yes.
Keep the $1,000 deductible and go ahead and go with your $2.5 million.
Yeah.
Thank y'all very much.
Thank you for being
a member of the risk management pool. We love doing business with you all. Good to see you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
We hope we're not going to do anything.
Got a motion from me.
Second.
Got a second. Precinct 3. All right. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, second by Commissioner Precinct 3. That. We leave the deductible at $1,000 and add the gross earnings extra expense for the Orange County Property Mobile Equipment Insurance Policy to an increase of up to $2.5 million. Any further discussion? All in favor, sit down and say aye.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Opposed? All right, David. I know that one. Gross earnings, I had that on my pharmacy. I don't have my pharmacy. I didn't see it in the county, though. That's all right. Okay. Item 23, discussion of possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioner's Court to approve change order number 1 for repairs to the Orange County Courthouse front windows and invoice from the LaBosch Architectural Group. Kirk?
Judge, Commissioners, I have Don LaBosch here to answer any questions y'all may have regarding to the change order. Don?
I saw the picture.
It's right here, 23.
Not very good.
I don't see anybody with a tablet. I bought some pictures, but if you've been, Commissioners, Judge, if you all have been keeping up with the field reports, they have shown you the last three field reports where we were and where we are today. When those old steel windows were covered up with aluminum, that trapped water. That water ate up the steel window frame, so... we ended up with a situation where all of the sills of all of the windows were rusted and gone. So the change order is for replacement of those, all of those sill pieces, and replacements of the sills of the sashes, which are the operable components of the window system. All of our vertical components are still in really good shape. Very little damage to the vertical components.
I think the historical commission ought to pay for it. They made us put them windows in. I'm sorry, I ain't never going to forget that. That's $250,000 extra.
To also let you know where we are with the budget. Our original budget was $220,000. So our bid was $159,319. The architect's fees were $20,000, so around $179,000. Before this change order, we still had over $40,000 in the budget, change orders for a little over $10,000. So even with the change order, we'll be $30,000 under budget.
What percentage are we into the project, Don?
We are about right at about 80% into the project now.
Wow.
We have been able to keep on time, and fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you vote today, the contractor has already fixed all the windows because time was of the essence. We had the building open.
That's right. I can understand.
The components were gone. So his comment was, If they don't vote for it, I guess I just made a donation to my own county commissioner's court. So.
Well, can we send him a thank you note?
We will, Judge. Okay. If you don't vote for it, we were going to send him a thank you note.
When we did this bill, we knew that we were going to find things that we didn't, you know, that we couldn't see until we opened up some things. So. And I understand these were painted just well enough that they covered this up pretty good.
Tell him because we're giving him this to stay working on it and do it right and get it done as soon as possible.
Well, fortunately, on all the marble, we kind of knew what we would find, and that's what we found. Mm-hmm. And he's done a great job of putting it all back together.
He has. It's looking great.
And the building looks great being cleaned. So.
And he is an Orange County business, right?
Yes, sir.
I think the auditor has a question.
I think maybe partially answered. It's two questions, really. I don't understand where you're getting the number for the budget of $220,000. I don't know where that number is coming
contract
from.
Contract number is 168.
Correct. So.
That's correct. When we started the project, different judge, he asked me to do a cost estimate for the project.
Okay.
Cost estimate for the project was $200,000, and our fees were $20,000. So that's where I get those two numbers from.
So that was just so we're clear, though, but that was a discussion between you and him because that never came in front of the court.
No, that hadn't been approved by the commissioner's court.
The only thing that would have come up in front of the court probably would have been our fees and our contract. Yes, sir.
I do seem like I remember a conversation about contingency, but I can't remember the details, but I do remember something about it, a discussion about contingency.
But the original contract, then, like you stated, is for $159,319.
Yes,
not
ma'am.
But it says here that the original contract sum was
$168,319. That's what I read, too.
And so that's what I didn't understand was...
This is what I'm looking at right
there. You're correct. The original contract
was $159,319.
So I don't know.
Yeah, let's send it to
the folks. But you
were
correct.
Okay. So, well, you would want the judge and commissioner to be is the increase amount, not for the total, but for the 10.58.
Yes.
The approval today for 10.58.
Yes, and that goes to Marsh.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Let me see. Let's get
that one. Okay, I make a motion. We need to make a motion or just done?
Yeah, you need to make a motion.
I make a motion that we pay this $10,580 to Marsh Construction so that we can move on with this. And I'm.
I need a second.
So moved.
Okay. Motion by the Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 1 to approve the change order number 1 in the amount of $10,580. Any further discussion? Mm-mm. All in favor, sit top saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye, said it.
He doesn't have to donate that.
Okay. All right, item 24. Discussion possible action regarding the section of roof covering district clerk's office located 801 Division Street. Clerk?
Judge, Commissioners, I asked Nancy Beward to come here to help us maybe give some answers to the district clerk's roof and what FEMA may be providing in the future to see what avenue that the court may want to take.
What
I sent y'all some information as far as the what Nancy sent me on.
Okay, what's the problem with it? Can we fix it ourselves or are we waiting on FEMA? And how long is it going to take for FEMA? Because we got an issue here. It's only going to get worse.
And I thought we already had money.
So how much money are we looking at getting from FEMA to start? I mean, that's the number one question.
So somebody get up to the podium and answer questions for us, please.
So we've got a 404 hazard mitigation project in front of FEMA. It's been in front of FEMA now for 6-8 months. Mm-hmm. We are in the last stages of it, which is SHPO, the State Historical Commission's review. The $2 million project, there's five facilities that was associated with it. One of them is the courthouse, which is the courthouse itself, and then the two wings, the district clerk and the county clerk. Mm-hmm. The construction was going to consist of replacing the roofs, replacing all the windows, and sealing the envelope of the building. The only way that FEMA will pay for this project is if you do all that and you make the building, in their mind, it's a mitigation project to avoid future damages from hurricanes. So everything has to be wind-loaded, wind-resistant. Mm-hmm. It all has to be designed.
Okay, understandable.
The district clerk and the county clerk's construction portion is around $90,000. We've got a couple of options. I understand the roof's leaking. I understand that there is an emergency and it needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
So I told Kurt, my suggestion is twofold. We get on the phone immediately with TEDM, the Texas Division of Emergency Management,
yes. mm-hmm.
and the Texas Historical Commission, and we say, y'all have an emergency. We are asking them for their guidance. Can y'all give us what you need the roof replaced, the material to replace the roof so it maintains its historical significance, and y'all can immediately do it, and then FEMA would still pay for that cost to replace the roof immediately.
Right. Here's the deal. That's just the wing of the that's the additional yeah. for the district clerk's office. Yeah. That shouldn't mm-hmm. even come under the historical commission. That marker out there is just for that one building. It doesn't count them two wings.
As far as FEMA is concerned, any building that is over 50 years old has to go through an environmental review.
Oh, okay.
They will not give you federal funds.
All right.
We argued okay. with them last week when we had a call with right. them that the roof's been replaced before. Yeah. The windows have already been replaced. There's nothing historical
no,
about
not
this building.
About a piece of rock.
But they are insistent that it has to go through a historical architect.
So then how long for this emergency request to get a response?
Well, I told Kurt, my suggestion would be we get on the phone with them this week. We see if they'll even entertain it. If they don't, then you've got two choices. We remove the building from the 404 and continue on with the other building.
Can you not contact them and let us just find out, just do the county clerk, I mean the district clerk's office that's leaking?
That's what we would propose.
Yeah.
What they may come back and say is, since it's connected to the courthouse,
and
in their mind, if that building blows away, we're not going to do any of those three facilities, but we will try and keep them from going down that road.
The building blows away?
So let's...
That ain't going to happen. We need to get her office fixed.
So if we table it, it'll be back on the agenda next week?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll put it on the agenda every week.
Yeah,
it's got major equipment in there, major papers in there. I felt the papers, mm-hmm. they're like wet. We do have a... Now, as of Friday, correct, Kurt, you installed a humidifier?
Yes, ma'am.
Where did you get that humidifier?
I ordered it off from Amazon.
And how long? You ordered it Thursday?
No, we ordered it prior before.
Okay, but it was just installed on
yes,
Friday.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Because it needed to be there.
Can you put a blue roof? I'm serious. I'm not trying to be comical.
For now.
You put a tarp on something and brace it and base it down.
Yeah, I'll look into it and see.
I mean,
yeah.
it's bad.
I mean, it's not, it'll get, put a tarp down there and put bricks in whatever you need to put up there, keep from blowing off. And then you humidify and try to keep any more water from coming in and help it drain off.
Yes, Vicki.
Well, yes, ma'am, but we're trying to fix it. I'm sure we're trying to do it. We know that.
I'm confused because a couple of months ago, my wife with a beach bundle,
scratch that.
He came and said that we're ready to do our roof, that we're going to share it first. And he got up on the roof and walked all around up there, told me what kind it was going to be. It was that kind of memory, like they put on the county park. I believe she already got it.
Right, that's fine, but we need the money.
And I'm just confused about how that changed.
Well, I have no clue what Mike White was doing on your roof. I'm sorry.
I don't either.
Who does? Do you know, Kirk?
Yes, ma'am, I do. He was getting prices for me to find out how much it would cost to replace the roof.
Okay, but there was at that point, it was just
it had,
to
this was just
it's
a
just,
that's part of the bid process
yeah. for me to get pricing before I have to see okay. if I have to go okay. through purchasing.
What we need to do today is vote for you guys. To get on this right away, today.
ASAP.
We will submit the request immediately.
Find out as soon as we can. So we got to do something with it.
Understand.
Yeah.
We'll table this, Judge.
We're going to go through this step to try and preserve y'all's funding.
Yeah.
We got to get that. So we table this.
No action, table it, and then come back up next
this
week.
This way I'm going to table it and then come right back up.
Yeah, you want it.
I need a motion table.
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, second by Commissioner Precinct 2. The table, agenda item number 24, involving the section of roof covered district clerk's office, 801 Division Avenue. Any further discussions? All in favor, say five, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Because the issue is here is that we're getting more damage as it's
missing. It's ruined.
Well, nobody asked for a hurricane, Vicki, I'm sorry. But we're going to get it done for you. Okay, yeah, we'll get it done for you. Ben.
Yeah, so.
Sure.
We got 75,000 insurance to do my office. There was 50 spent. I know, I guess it would be more than 25 to fix it, but we were all about pooling these funds to do other necessary things to the courthouse. Now,
I think the key, listening to Nancy talk, we don't want to jeopardize all that money for a little piece. So we need to get those. I know, but they're still talking about
20,000. And wouldn't this left wouldn't be enough to cover the cost of the roof?
We guess.
It would be a worthwhile.
Well, it'll be back on the agenda next week.
Do you have a cost of just her section? Her roof and all of it's going to be replaced. But did you get a breakdown on that?
I got some quotes from three different companies on cost estimates. It'll be around $85,000 for replacing the roof.
Just her section?
Yes.
Okay.
That's, I thought 89. Also, so that's
just rough numbers. That's not going out for
people. Yeah, I know. But, I mean, it's just an estimate of breakdown of what it would cost for that section there.
Yes, okay. That's correct.
And, Nancy, I mean, I know you've been doing this a long time. So, I mean, we have fairly decent chance of success, but I know you got to push them pretty hard to get them to give us an answer on that. But I think we're in good shape for maybe next week that we can have an idea what we're going to do to move on this.
Well, I'm going to do everything we can to call Tina today and ask them to have the conference call either tomorrow or the next day.
Okay.
They're either going to agree with it immediately or they're going to say no deal. It's,
well, that's my question. So we'll have an answer pretty fast.
So next week, will we wait till next week court to have an answer? Okay.
I just, clarity. If they say yes, and we can do an emergency, then we'll get that all in writing so y'all can proceed with just that route.
Absolutely.
Right.
If they say no, you've got to follow the normal process, it's going to be your decision. That could probably be another 8 months down the road.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Jeez.
Thank you, ma'am. It's frustrating.
It is very frustrating.
It's more than frustrating. I think it's over with it.
All right. Item 25, discussion and possible act regarding the awarding the IFB 19006 insecticide for Orange County. Action by the court should include approval for the county judge to sign the same. All right. Connie?
Yes, sir. Can I have a copy of the big tab in the seat? It's our recommendation to award the bid to the proper low bidder per item, except we have ties on line number 1, 2, 3, 10, and 11, and the judge has given up for a draw.
What?
As a judge, I get nervous when I get a stack of white envelopes in front of me.
Maybe it's money.
Maybe it's money.
Did you get it from Sheila Lee?
Hey. All right, here we go. All right. Start the list. Okay. What you got? This is item number 1. Adulticide?
Adulticide.
That
doesn't sound real good at all. Okay, here, Commissioner Precinct 1, you get the draw out of this one right here. The afternoon in
the That's the adulticide.
Univar.
What is it?
Univar.
All right, some here. Which one you got?
Univar.
Right
here.
All right. That's number 1. All right. Yeah. That one up. All right, this is on number 2. Liquid concentrate. This is the same thing. Wait a minute. Am I doing this correctly, Connie?
Yeah.
Well, you got adulticide 3 times in a row here. Let me see.
Yeah, but there's different things by the...
Oh, Here. Oh, that's Patrick. Come on, Patrick.
Do I draw or does Patrick draw? I draw.
It is the same product, Judge and Commissioners. It's just the quantity that it would be purchased in, whether it's $3,000
Unibar.
More or less.
Unibar.
So we get different pricing for
okay.
those.
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
And there's that.
Okay, that's number two, is Univar.
Univar.
On the roll. All right. Hey, we got five of them. I get to draw one. All right.
It's the little thing.
It doesn't take much to excite me, man.
Don't get too excited.
Okay. I get to draw number three. I've only got one thing in here.
No, there was two in there. I thought there was one.
Surely it's not you anymore.
You might know I'd be different. Adapto? Adapto?
How do you spell that? Let me see.
It's ADAPCO.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Number three. All right. Okay. Item number 10.
Adapto.
Be Commissioner Gauthier.
Clark Mosquito Control Products.
All right. That's number 10. Yeah, Clark Mosquito Control Products, Inc. That's number 10. All right. That's funny. All right. Now, number 11, Vietar. That's just a piece of invoice. All right.
Is that all of them?
Got one more.
That's it.
One. Wait.
Got one more.
No, Robert. It's Robert.
Univar.
Univar.
Univar? Hold on. Don't put it back in there.
No, just get it back in.
They came to claim their tickets.
Prove it was in.
That's number 11. All right.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. There you go. All right. How the heck am I going to make a motion on that? Let's just make a motion as a...
To accept the bids that...
As determined by drawing?
I make a bid that we accept the bids by the drawings.
And the low bidders are the ones that weren't drawn?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And do I have to say...
No.
Okay.
I need a second. Oh, this sheet is really interesting. Okay. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 4, to approve the bids for awarding the IFB 19006 insecticides for Orange County for the low bidders listed and also the bidders who were drawn on the tie bids. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor, 6-5 and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
You beat me.
Discussion possible after adjourned Commissioner's Court meeting. 1-4. Meeting adjourned.